By the end of this flipped classroom, you should be able to describe the different types of mutations in oncogenes, tumour suppressor genes, and DNA repair mechanisms that can contribute to the formation of cancer. You should also be able to compare and contrast the Knudsen two-hit hypothesis and the multi-hit or multi-step model of carcinogenesis that describes the genetic contributions to initiation, promotion, and progression of cancer, as well as being able to understand the role of genomic instability, which can lead to structural and numerical chromosome aberrations and epigenetics in cancer. It is also very important to realize that all cancer has a genetic component, but 90 to 95% of it is not inherited. In other words, the majority of mutations that contribute to cancer occur somatically and are not inherited.